So, first question, before working at Gung Ho, what were you doing?
So I actually just graduated college in May of last year. So right beforehand, I finished college. And then I was working at a country club in their events department until right up until I was able to get the job at Gung Ho. Once they offered me this one, I left the country club.
Oh, amazing. And obviously, coming from a country club, that's quite different to what we do here, the
Right.
telemarketing side. So, what was it like coming into a completely new industry?
So it was so much easier than I thought it would be to completely switch everything I've done. Everything I've done has been in-person customer service, dealing with people in high-stress environments with, a lot of volume, and going to something that was more team-oriented and, had specific goals in place has been a much easier transition than I expected. And it was definitely the right move for me because it's a really good environment. I think I'm very comfortable very quickly.
Oh, good. How do you find sort of having a target driven role?
I like it because if we're being honest, all jobs have something that they expect you to do. And at least here it's in black and white.
Yeah.
There is no question. And on top of that, everyone wants you to hit it. I think that's one of the best things is it's not that when you hit your target, it takes away from anyone else. It's just a plus for everyone company-wide. So I don't think it doesn't even create excess pressure. It just kind of gives you exactly what you want to get accomplished in a day or a week.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously I know it's a little bit different for you at the moment because you're working from home.
Yes.
But typically your working day, if you're in the office, what does it
Yes.
look like?
So my working day when I was going into the office and when I go back into the office next week, I honestly, beforehand, I would wake up about 30 minutes before I needed to be in the office and I would get there on time. So that was pretty impressive. But now I am going to have to adjust that with our new commute and our new office. But I would kind of just wake up, give my dogs cookies before I left. So then once I do get into the office, the first thing I do is I check all of my emails. I'm able to get all of them read within a little bit of time, thankfully. And I also check my group chats that I got from the UK team. So
Yeah.
everything everyone has sent while they've been in the office for a couple of hours, you all are on lunch when we get there. So I tend to just kind of get in the loop and read a little bit of what your day's been like over there at that office, and then kind of say my hellos, awkwardly say good morning since it's your afternoon. Let
Yeah.
everyone know I just woke up. And then I'm able to make a couple of calls before I have an array of meetings at 9. There's like always something or a team catch up of some kind that I get on at 9, whether it's all of us at town hall, which is nice, and then followed by my personal team catch ups or just the team catch up or just campaign specific. That's normally when we all end up talking on video with the UK team since they're back from lunch and us since we kind of just had our first hour to start our day. And then right after I get off of those calls, it is complete dialing madness with everyone. Pretty much until lunch. I know
Is that just American?
I only call into America right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have some people that called into other places, but I haven't. I start on the East Coast trying to get a hold of them, and then I work my way basically across the country. But my favorite time zone is Central. Mountain and Pacific, the way the US is, they're just spread out areas. It's not as densely populated. So you're already kind of throwing darts is a little bit harder.
What was my next question? Yeah, how do you find working with colleagues who are overseas?
I love it. I
That's good.
absolutely adore it. Everyone has been great. Forrest met my family because he was here for Thanksgiving. Mike met my friends, my chosen family, at a bar on accident.
Yeah.
So I kind of love that so far people coming over here are meeting my family members because my family is very much a like stereotypical New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And the Northeast. So I feel like they're a caricature, or at least my uncle, who Forrest now calls my cool uncle, is a caricature of a version of Americans that I think you guys have.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it's nice to have him as one of the people for people to meet. And it's been great. It doesn't even feel like we're that far away.
That's good. I was going to say, do you find there's any challenges with having, I guess, potentially like managers that aren't, in your country, in your office?
Yeah, I haven't. We only have 3 hours without you all in the office. With the time difference in the way most of your schedules work, we only have from 3 to 6 our time without having like someone directly to answer to. And our girl, Chloe, she will probably respond to an email.
Yeah, she probably will. I don't know.
When we are thinking to ourselves, girl, you should not have, but we can get a hold of her. And also, we don't really have emergencies.
Mm.
You know, like it's very much like they know, they're cognizant of the time difference. And those couple of hours where we may not have them, we can push it to the morning.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we don't need to wake anyone out of bed. Like, we don't go in early to try and get into something before our start time. Like, we're very respectful of the time difference. And I've felt this whole time it's just worked.
Yeah.
I haven't had a snag or anything. I just feel like because we all want it to work and because we're excited to speak with each other, it just does. I think it's all our like personal initiatives that we like on both sides. We like having each other.
Yeah.
Even if that time difference can be hard, which I haven't had a specific like difficulty with it.
Yeah.
We want it to work. So we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
If that means 3 meetings for all of us, you know, at 9 a.m. when we're here, that's what it means. But it still works, which I just think is so great because we're not. There's no unrealistic expectation of like, you know, oh, well, they're at lunch. So that means, you know, it's just, we're happy to do it because it's so cool. And working for a UK company, speaking as someone that has worked for a lot of small companies in the US, I feel so much more valued and I feel more respected. There's just a couple of cultural things that I think are big pluses for us, especially right now with the way the job market is. I think we're very lucky to have our headquarters over there.
Brilliant. And obviously, Gung Ho Pat 3-day weekends, I'm sure our favorite. What do you do with your 3-day weekends?
Our favorite. I love to go up to Chapel Hill to visit my best friend. It's a college town where there's a whole bunch of little restaurants and bars that you can walk to very easily. It's a lot more walkable than where I live. So it'll be my best friend and I that live here. We'll go up and have a little trio weekend a lot of the time. We've done a lot of those. Or she'll come down here and then.
So how far is that from you? How many hours or kilometers?
It's like about 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's very easy to do. I mean, I could leave, honestly, on a Thursday and get there in a reasonable amount of time as well.
Yeah.
But what we've done so far is we'll just do like a Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're able to pack in a lot of time together, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Because that was really hard with my past jobs. With my friends and I working all kinds of different schedules, and my schedule was very inconsistent in the past. So, I mean, I have my whole 2022 calendar sitting in my email. It's beautiful. Like, even with federal holidays or 5-day weeks or, you know, things like that, it's just nice to know my entire year.
And just last question, obviously, what would you say to someone thinking about joining Gung Ho Marketing in Charlotte?
Oh, I would say it's so worth it. Like, more than anything that it's great, I would say it is worth it. Your work-life balance is better, the management is great, and it's such a team energy that it's good. We have good energy, we don't even try to, but we are able to have just a positive, helpful, like supportive team without cognizant efforts, which is really nice that we were naturally able to start that.
Perfect. That's amazing. Right, I think that's all the questions.